Well, if this couldn't have happened, I would say at a more perfect time where I am here in the in Harrisonburg, just because JMU is letting out. This is a time when an awful lot of folks in our area, between JMU, Bridgewater, and Eastern Mennonite, there are literally thousands of folks who need to move. And
right.
I don't think anyone particularly looks forward to it, but there's obviously some things you can do to make your move easier, and there's some things to make sure that move, you know, doesn't wind up hurting you in some sort of way, and talking about, you know, being scammed and that sort of thing.
Right, right. It's important to make sure that you check out the company that you're working with. I know many of the college students you're talking about are going to try and do the move themselves and may not have a whole lot of things in their dorm rooms, but you probably have professors and other folks that are going to be moving as well. And as you get older, you don't want to injure yourself lifting heavy furniture and doing all kinds of things like that. So it's good to check out the company that you're going to hire to assist you with that, just to make sure they're a legitimate moving company, that they have a license, that they're able to provide the service that you're looking for.
I was going to say, is there necessarily a checklist when you're thinking about moving and that you need to kind of go down before you get into the actual moving day?
We do have a good checklist on our website, which is www.moving.org. And we have information there about things that you can do to plan ahead, how far in advance you want to start getting the mover lined up, and when you want to identify the items that are going to be moved. And obviously you want to think about things like utilities and how to get those disconnected and start planning for getting new facilities at your new location.
So, I mean, if you're moving, it doesn't matter if you're moving close or moving far. I mean, I've moved from between states at times. I've also moved literally down the street at another time. Of course, it was a little easier when I moved down the street. I could just run a pickup truck about 800 times and move myself.
Exactly.
But, you know, when you're moving state to state, and a lot of these kids will be. I mean, honestly, your first job probably not going to be in your college town. You know, is there more to think about when you're making a longer move geographically?
There certainly is, and you know, like you, the vast majority of Americans that move are really moving just down the street or within their same community, and obviously a lot of college students are going to move to a different rental facility for the next year perhaps, or maybe just not moving very far, but that is the vast majority of moves are local moves. But when you do move long distance, you do have a lot more to think about, a lot more to consider. If you're going to need a larger truck, you may not have experience driving a big rig and want to have a professional take that for you. It's a lot easier to do multiple trips when you're just going down the street, like you said, and if you're going long distance, you want to take everything together at the same time. So. Definitely a lot more things to think about. You have probably different, you need to line up a new doctor, a new, just get familiar with the new community. If you're going to a whole different area, it could be entirely different stores that you deal with. And so you've got to get familiar with a whole new set of things to deal with there. For the move itself, if you're crossing state lines, the mover does need to be licensed by the federal government. If you're staying within the state of Virginia and moving to Northern Virginia or down Tidewater somewhere else, it does need to be licensed by the Commonwealth of Virginia to make sure that it's a licensed mover within the state. So it depends on where you're going as far as the licensing needs for the moving company.
So how do you vet these folks? I mean, is there other than, I mean, most people are looking on Yelp and things like that. I mean,
right.
How do you truly vet? Other than, hey, I know these particular folks moved my friend so-and-so.
And certainly referrals and recommendations from your friends and neighbors is a great place to start and get some ideas. We do have a list of movers on our moving.org website that can help you get started. We We have a special screening that we've done for professional movers. It's called our Pro Mover Certification, and we make sure that these are legitimate professional movers that, that can handle your needs, and you can find a list of them on that moving.org website. If you're looking for other things, you want to make sure that the company has a good reputation online. Check and see what kinds of reviews they have from different places. And it's not a bad idea to try and check out the company's facility directly. If you have a company that just has an online website and doesn't really exist in the real world, you may find out that that they're not going to provide the service that you're looking for when it comes time to actually move. So we do recommend that you look at movers that have a physical presence in your community, just so you can drive by and make sure that there's actually a building there with trucks and someone that can provide the service that they're offering.
You know, Scott, I've gone both ways in my moves. One, as I said, throwing things in a pickup truck 800 times and
right.
Just making a boatload of trips. And I've also done the interstate move where I went and got the biggest truck they'll let me drive. And, you know, my family packed all this stuff up. And one other time, we hired a group to move our stuff. A lot of times, I guess it probably comes down to a financial consideration. And, but I will say, between all of those, the one time that we hired the quote unquote professionals, my gosh, it was so much easier. Is moving kind of a you get what you pay for kind of deal?
Most things in life are a get what you pay for kind of a situation, and you know the cost could be more with a professional mover to do it. You're absolutely right that the hassle for the customer is substantially different at that point. If you don't have to do the heavy lifting, you don't have to worry about potentially getting injured or. If you've got friends helping you, having one of them get injured, driving trucks is something different than what a lot of people are used to. You're not used to having the taller vehicle, and so we see people running into the low hanging bridges occasionally where they're just not used to. They don't realize how high the truck is, and not used to driving that kind of a thing. And your the GPS on your phone is very different than the professional grade GPS that the truck drivers, the professionals use that will show them the routes that are truck accessible and don't have those types of obstructions. So there's a lot of things to think about and worry about if you're trying to do it yourself. But it is in many cases cheaper to do some or all of the move yourself. And so I understand especially if you're just out of college, the desire to try and save some money in that way. But I tell you, though, it's free to get the estimate, so it doesn't hurt to at least find out how much it would cost to hire a professional. And then you can compare and see if it's worth the extra money for the peace of mind and the less trouble that it causes you.
But how about it from a kind of an insurance standpoint, meaning that, if I'm moving the dresser, and, me and Uncle Tommy, we've been moving 1,000 things, and this is just the end of the day, and I can't hold up my end, and we break it up. That's on us. I'm assuming with a professional that, that there's a way or a mechanism in place that, if they're having a bad day or they have an accident and they break something, that you'll get some help in replacing that item.
Yes, if you hire a professional mover, they would be responsible for the damage to the items that happens on their watch. The one thing you do want to look at if you go that route is to look at the different coverage options. Most movers do have multiple different levels of coverage that they'll provide, from a minimal level, which is 60 cents per pound, which isn't very much on some items, especially if you've got electronic articles that don't weigh a whole lot but are worth a lot. And it does usually cost more to get a full replacement coverage that would provide the replacement the full replacement of the item if something goes wrong with it. So you'd want to look at the difference in cost of the different coverage options on that.
Scott,
but you're absolutely right that if, if you're doing it yourself, that you would be responsible for anything that you do, and
yeah,
certainly
no
that's
doubt.
Something to be thinking of if you think concerned about that.
Anyway.
The other advice I would have is really a tough one for a college town, which is to think about moving in other times of the year, and everybody, like you said, everybody wants to move coming up here in the next few weeks when school lets out, and so the movers tend to get booked up. You don't get as good of a deal that time. Everybody's tired and worn out, so it's not a great time to move if you have the flexibility to move other times of the year, or even wait a little bit longer into the summer. You'd have a better luck getting a good job from a professional if you have that flexibility.
Is this, and you talked about having to shop around, and I didn't even think about it. I mean, like you said, certain times of the year, especially here in Harrisonburg, everyone and their, sister are moving.
Sure.
So, you start to, hey, this person's booked up, this person's booked up, this person's booked up. Do you get to a point where you're talking to someone who may not be as reputable and, it's kind of like a lot of things. We talked about, you get what you pay for. Is it one of those things that it's too good to be true? If somebody says, oh, hey, and all of a sudden the estimate that you're getting from somebody is just worlds better than the others.
Well, we do have that happen to people occasionally, and we recommend that you get at least three estimates if you're going to hire a professional mover. So you can get a sense of, hey, this one's really, really high, or this one's really, really low compared to everyone else. And, if it is really low compared to everyone else, I would be concerned that it's too good to be true and that there may be some catch out there. We do hear those kinds of complaints happening. So it's good to be able to benchmark it to other companies and what they can do. And I think it goes back to your other question about planning ahead, and certainly if you can be planning your move and talking to people well in advance of the time, that gives you more flexibility and more opportunities to talk to people before they get booked up with other jobs.
Scott, I greatly appreciate the time. Thank you very, very much.
Glad to have you. Thanks.
Have a great day, and enjoy the rest of your press junket today.
Thanks a lot. You take care.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.